My friends, are you bored with your prayer life? Are you praying and you fall asleep and you feel like your prayer life isn't going anywhere? Well, probably if you clicked on this video, there's some truth to that. Stay tuned in this video while I reveal to you the secret of awesome and powerful prayer. My friends, my name is Alvaro and this is the channel Uniquely Mary, where we explore all things Catholic. We have a special love for the souls in purgatory, the Eucharist, and the Blessed Mother. So we're exploring in this series on prayer, problems that we have in prayer. Now, I hear this all the time. People struggle with their prayer. Sometimes they feel like nothing's happening. Sometimes it's just something that they dread, that they do only out of obedience, maybe only out of reverence for God. And there's a lot of issues that people run into prayer because of misconceptions with prayer. But first, let me give you an analogy. So imagine your favorite songs or your favorite band or your favorite music, whatever that may be. So for instance, in my family, we love Queen. They love the band, they love the music that they play, and there's many other bands that they love, but that's just one of them that they love. Now, pick your favorite song from that band. I want you to think of it. I want you to maybe play that song even. Maybe stop this video and go and play it. And now imagine the things that make that song reach your heart. Think about the things that make that song so powerful. And on the surface, it doesn't look like there's a lot of things, but if you really know things about music, you understand that it's complicated. It's many things. It's the beat. It's the sound. It's the instruments. It's the tone of voice. It's the way that the musician sings. It's the energy with which they sing. Now imagine that you were to take your favorite song and you were to have someone read it out loud, flat, with no beat, with no music, with no intonation, with no nothing, just spoken. What would happen? You would lose the thing that makes it music. Music is amazing because of the excitement and the energy behind it. That's what makes it come alive. That's what makes it change the world. Often one song will change like an entire generation's way of thinking. And it's not just because of the message, but it's because of everything that's attached to it. And as Catholics, that's something that we don't understand. We fail as Catholics to understand the power of music. We think it's just the words, it's just this, but we don't realize how much it can change the world. It's the same with prayer. Many of you are praying maybe beautiful words. Perhaps you're praying the Our Father or the Hail Mary, but the prayers that you're praying are flat. There's no beat, there's no sound. It's really boring. The way you pray doesn't just bore you, it bores the saints and the angels and it bores God, frankly speaking, because you're missing the music. Now that analogy is not just my opinion, it's simply the truth. If you take what makes music out of music, it becomes boring. It becomes a message that doesn't penetrate. So what is that? Well, one thing that we have to understand is we are told in the scriptures that God invites us to love Him with heart, with mind, with soul, with spirit, with all of our being. And so that means that when we pray, we have to pray in that way. We have to pray with all our strength, with all our mind, with all our being, with all our heart, with all our soul. And many of you pray with your lips only. That's your problem. You speak prayers to God, but you don't really speak it with your heart. I'm going to go deeper into this. Jesus criticizes the Pharisees and he criticizes people. And throughout the scriptures, we hear this criticism. These people's lips speak, but their hearts are far from me. And Jesus makes similar criticisms of the Pharisees. Now, in that context, one of the things that he's saying is that they're saying one thing and they're living differently. But that's not the only thing he's saying. He's also saying that we're praying in a way that is, we don't care. We're saying these things because we're supposed to pray, but our hearts are somewhere else. Do you ever find yourself doing that? Now, if you're doing that, let me suggest to you that you don't know the answer to how to solve that. Otherwise, you would have changed it already. So now that I've pointed out to you that you do not know the answer, listen to me. Now, I say that because in what I'm going to say, you're not going to want to hear me. But let me suggest to you that if you continue doing what you are doing right now, you will never get out of your problem. Therefore, listen, and you will hear something that will change your life. But you have to listen and expect to hear something that you wouldn't normally want to hear. So here goes. This is what you're missing. You're praying without any emotions. In fact, you think that your emotions are the enemy of your prayer. And you pray because you think that reverence is stoicism, is being rock-faced and rock-hearted and no emotions. And so you're praying to God just kind of lifeless. There's no sadness in your prayer. There's no anger in your prayer. There's no joy in your prayer. There's no intense passion in your prayer. Imagine if you were to speak to, like that to your spouse. Your marriage would be awful, and maybe some of your marriages are awful. Don't be surprised that your relationship with God is also bad. And there's a relationship there. There's something going on there. When we pray to God, we have to pray with emotions. We have to pray about the things that we care about. And if you don't care about something, don't pray about it. Now, sometimes people have this kind of perception that we should pray about everything and anything. And that's simply not true. You don't know what you are saying if you believe that. When you pray, one of the things that you have to realize is that you are limited. You do not care and love every single human being on earth, even though you say you do. You don't. You don't have the spiritual capacity to do so. Only someone like Jesus or Mary does, or some magnificent saint like Mother Teresa. And even she focused on the people in India, on the poorest of the poor. She didn't take care of everybody. She only took care of those that she really, really, really cared about. And that was her special group. All of us have a special group. It's the same here in YouTube. For instance, I make Catholic videos. I don't just make videos about everything. I make videos about what I'm passionate about. And if I wasn't passionate in these videos, you wouldn't listen. In the same way, if you're not intensely passionate about what you're praying about, then you need to stop and think and change your subject. God places these emotions in your heart. Now, because we live in our Western world, we think emotions are bad. In fact, there was a video where someone was criticizing me because being excited when I spoke and I moved around and it was distracting, because that comes from this way of looking at the world that says emotions are bad. That philosophy is dead wrong. And that's not my opinion. That's simply the truth. And if you've been taught that, you are incorrect. And you need to change it now, because emotions come from God, and nothing God made is bad. So you are wrong if you believe that emotions are bad. You are absolutely wrong, and that is heretical to the highest level. Our emotions come from God, and He wants us to have them. In fact, they are the fuel that make life interesting and amazing, and that bring our prayers to God. Now, maybe you're not going to believe me, and I know we're going to get the stubborn ones that watch these videos. I know who you are. I know who you are. You comment all the time. Now, if you want to stay in your incorrect way of praying, be my guest and continue with your boring falling asleep prayer, because it's killing your spiritual life. But if you're willing to experiment, I want you to try this. I want you to think about things that you actually care about, things that make you sad, things that make you angry, things that fill you with joy, things that make you laugh, things that confuse you. But let's keep it simple. Let's keep it to kind of the three principal emotions: sadness, anger, and joy. Those are the easy ones, kind of at the core. And I want you to think of a specific topic. So let's say that you are really angry about everything happening in our country. I mean, who isn't? And now pray with that. I want you to use your anger to lift up that prayer to God. Pray with holy anger. Just like Jesus did when He pushed out those coin sellers from the temple. That's holy anger, and anger is good. Anger is from God. It's what changes things and makes things different and brings back justice to our world, which is something we're sorely needing. And I want you to pray with that intensity of anger about changing our country, and you will see miracles, because that prayer will be so intense that God will hear you. You will wake Him up from His slumber, so to speak, because we're all boring Him to tears. And you will see change in our country, because your prayer will be honest and it will be coming from your heart, which is a part of your soul. Now, likewise, let's say you're very sad. Pray with that sadness. Weep over whatever is making you sad. Bring that lament to God. There's a whole book called Lamentations in the Bible, which is basically affirming the goodness of sadness, that it's an emotion that makes our prayers more effective before the throne of God. So stop putting sadness outside of your prayer. Stop praying that God take away your sadness and let your sadness be an instrument to deliver your prayers to the Lord. Now joy. Don't just give thanks to God for everything. Thank Him for whatever you're actually thankful for. Now try that. Thank God for something you're not really thankful for and do what you're supposed to do. What are you going to find? Boring, formal, correct prayer that is utterly boring. And you will move no one's heart. And now think of something that you're actually thankful for. Think of something that you are so thankful for that it moves you to tears. And give thanks to God about that. That will be amazing prayer. You will shake the heavens when that happens. Pick any other emotion if you'd like. And pray with those emotions. I challenge you, this weekend or whatever day you happen to be seeing this, take a whole day, take 2 days, and pray with your emotions with its equivalent, whatever, sadness, joy, sorrow, whatever, and pray with them and stop hiding your emotions from God. You will find that you will kneel and that anger will fill your prayer and you'll be praying about whatever it is that you want God to change. 30 minutes later, you'll realize, oh my gosh, what just happened to the last 30 minutes? That's what praying is really like. My friends, our prayer needs to change. Look at our world. Either we're not praying or we're not praying enough because too many things are going wrong. And I think what it is we're praying in a very formal way that is boring to us and boring to God. And so therefore it affects no change. It makes nothing different. We're doing what we're supposed to do. But when we're doing it out of just kind of pure boring obedience, no one's heart is moved. Does it not say in the scriptures that God is an all-consuming fire? Not just a boring piece of wood or of stone. He's something intensely vibrant. And our prayer should be likewise. Aren't the holiest angels closest to the throne of God called the seraphim? Which means in Hebrew literally the burning ones? What do you think they feel when they pray? Therefore do the same. My friends, I love you. But I also want to challenge you to be different. Don't walk away from this video being the same. Now, if you like this content, specifically this topic of prayer, comment down below and say, hey, let's hear more of this. And I challenge you to praying with your emotions. Do it and let me know what you experience. Let me know what it's like. Now, if this is new information for you and you're surprised and you don't know what to do with it, ask questions. But my friends, I've read a lot about this. I've studied this. I'm a therapist. I know what I'm talking about. Don't be afraid to use your emotions when you pray. God loves those emotions and He gave them to you. Give them back to Him. God loves you. I love you very little because I'm just human, but God loves you so much more. God bless you and I will see you in the next video.